We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It looks like the special counsel probe into Russian interference in the 2016 elections is just about to wrap up.
Sounds like some of those rumors we had heard months ago about being a mid to late February release might be true. Let's go to CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Washington. What are you hearing, Stephen?
Well, my colleague Major Garrett, our chief Washington correspondent, is hearing from two of his sources that the Mueller report could be turned into the new attorney general as early as tomorrow, perhaps as late as mid-March, which is the time that the current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who has played a role in all this, is set to leave. So the window opens essentially tomorrow and would close sometime in mid-March if what we're hearing is accurate. But that is what we're hearing. The president yesterday was asked if Mueller's report should be released while he's in Vietnam, meeting with Kim Jong-un next week. And the president said that's totally up to the new attorney general, whom he called a tremendous man, a tremendous person who really respects the country and respects the Justice Department. The regulations that allow for the installation of a special counsel call for him to turn over what the regulation calls a confidential report to the attorney general, who would then decide what to turn over to Congress. Bill Barr, who was sworn in as attorney general last week, has promised transparency as much as the law allows, but he has not committed to a full public release of the Mueller report.
Everyone is wondering what is in the report. Names will be named or not. Any speculation? What are you hearing about what we're going to see?
Well, there's no way to know, Paul. There, frankly, is no way to know. And all we know now is the possible timing of all this. Remember, the special counsel, under the regulations that date back to the Clinton era, is to turn over a confidential report to the attorney general. The attorney general then decides what to turn over to the ranking member and chairman of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees. So, Chairman Nadler will have the ability in the House to determine decide what of that he can release publicly. Democrats have said if they have to, they will subpoena Robert Mueller, who by then will be the former special counsel, to testify publicly about his findings.
Well, Stephen Portnoy, I'm glad you're here with us every day at this time so you can take us through it tomorrow, if that's indeed when it comes out, or whenever the report comes out, because we're going to need a scorecard. There's so many players involved here. It gets so deep in the weeds. We'll check back with you. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.